Want me to leave it small so you don't want to look at it?
No, that's, I'm just going to look at the figures.
Oh.
That's what I figured. I was trying to look at a spot on the wall that's like equal with the camera.
All right. Are we even in here? In the, yeah, we're even.
Yes.
Well, all right.
We finally got it.
We figured it out.
Or you figured it.
I
had nothing to do with it.
Somehow it got figured out. I'm not sure what I did or how I did it, but it's figured out. And you realize you're looking down, right?
I do down. I was watching you talk.
Oh, I'm just looking at you this way when you're talking.
Like, oh.
But hey, so this is our first episode of Stage Dive.
The most underrated tag team finisher in the world today.
Which will probably mean this podcast will be the most underrated podcast in the world today. I mean, it's not even out yet, but
sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. But hey, on the heels of us having our retirement match on July 23rd, 2026.
In Wildwood.
Wildwood's Convention Center in Wildwood, New Jersey.
You can't say that.
I don't know why it's Wildwood's Convention Center. Not it's Wildwood. In Wildwood, New Jersey. Yeah, you think it would be Wildwood.
But there's more than one.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? It's South Jersey, so who knows? But anyway, we wanted to get on and chit-chat about John Cena and his retirement match.
Right.
So I have a couple questions because I have my own opinions of it, obviously. And you and I had, just so you people watching out there know, we haven't spoken about this at all.
At all.
I wanted to wait till now. Did you watch it from a fan's perspective, or did you watch it as a grizzled old veteran of 35 years in the business?
I kind of watched it as both.
Okay.
Like, I saw both sides of it.
Okay.
Like, I could understand the fan side, but then I understood the business and 35-year grizzly veteran side.
Okay. So, with that being said, let's start with
that's the... That's no fair. You've got notes.
I have notes. Questions I want to ask.
Okay.
Just notes of what I want to ask. I don't have my opinions there.
Okay.
If I don't bullet point what we're going to talk about, I'm not going to remember.
Got it.
We're going to sit here and stare at each other.
Probably.
So anyway, what did you think of the match itself?
The fan side of me with the match loved it. The grizzly veteran side of the match loved it even more. It told such a story on the veteran side. But on the fan side, I can see it both ways, like really, really good. And then I can see people being disappointed because they wanted to see so much more.
What did they want to see more of?
I don't know, but you heard all the feedback online and stuff like that about how they didn't like it, how this and that. And I have so many different takes on this. It's crazy.
See, I thought it told a good story.
That's the veteran side.
No, that's both sides of me.
Right.
The veteran side and the fan side. Because I tried to watch it. When I watch, I try to watch from the fan side.
It's hard.
I want to understand their perspective.
It's definitely hard.
Especially with, you know, me going to the PC. I don't want to be negative about things. I want to try to find the positive side in everything I watch. So I thought it told a good story. Gunther's just Gunther. He's just so old school that.
Which is great.
Yes, it's needed.
Awesome.
It's needed. Cena just did what Cena always does. He has his moves. He has his comeback.
Yeah,
he has his moveset that he does, and that's all he did, which is all he's ever done.
And people loved it.
And they popped for it. He hit all the AAs or FUs, whatever they're calling it. They changed the name from FU to AA. But he hit that 3 or 4 times. Gunther chopped the hell out of him. So as far as the match itself, the match actually went longer.
I thought it went longer too. A lot longer
than I expected.
Yeah, I thought that too.
But I thought it was, the story was well told. I think it was.
And then the veteran side saw the overall story of John's never give up. You know, I'll never give up and everything else.
Well, I'm just getting a hold of my head of my questions now.
Oh, wow. I just answered one of your questions.
Well, not yet. You didn't answer it. The next thing was going into the finish. So go ahead. Sorry.
So I just think it told such a story with his motto being never give up. Last match, He gave everything he could. And I think people took that smirk on his face at the end differently. They took it as, oh, I was doing this because I was told to. I don't think that was the finish. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't think Triple H wanted that finish. I think John did it on his own because it's John.
Well, I don't think my opinion is a little bit different. I think,
oh, this is good.
I think John had all the say in it. I don't think Triple H could not have told John what he wanted. This was John Cena. I'm going out. This is my last match. Right. I'm going to do this how I want to do it. John Cena, I know a lot of people were upset because John Cena didn't win.
Didn't win, right.
But if John Cena goes over, if he beats Gunther, what does that do?
For anybody.
It does nothing.
For no one.
It does absolutely nothing. Because absolutely. Now Cena wins, Cena rides off, Gunther loses. What does Gunther do on Monday night? He's not on Monday night.
Right.
But Gunther coming out, I don't know if you watched Raw.
I did not.
Gunther coming out on Monday Night Raw. It was 15 minutes of straight booze.
Well, did you hear he got chased from the arena?
Yeah.
Saturday night?
It was straight booze. And all Gunther said over and over again is, I made Cena tap like a little bitch.
Wow. But he couldn't have said that if John went over.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no storyline. There's no
100%. Team.
So now Gunther's got, I made Goldberg retire. Goldberg's out. I had made, I beat him on his retirement. I beat Cena on his. And who knows what's next with the rumors of AJ wanting to retire in 2026.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there's a whole different angle that we could talk about later on. There's a whole other angle to go on from there of now Gunther being the legend killer who calls himself the legend killer, Randy Orton. Then Orton comes out and goes, no, that's my, like, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
But I know people were upset about it because you know, they want to see Cena win.
Right.
But Cena going over does nothing. And Cena's always done business the right way. That's what was best for business. And I think the smirk and, you know, the people being upset, oh, John says he never gives up and then he gave up. Well, if he passed out, it's not that him tapping out and the smirk is him saying, I think the smirk was the thank you. And him tapping out is saying, all right, I'm passing the torch.
I've done all I could do.
I'm done. Yes. It's not my time
anymore. 100%. And then the fans booing Triple H when he came out, I thought was unjust. Because like you said, you know, I think a lot of the match was John's call. And
100%.
And I don't think Triple H knew what John was going to do.
I think Triple H knew. I'm sure John.
You think?
100%. Yeah, they're not going to. I mean, they kept going AA sleeper, AA sleeper, AA sleeper.
So you can see the build.
They're building to it. Like he was like, okay, I hit you with an AA off the middle rope. I put you through a table with the AA. Then I hit you three times in a ring with you. I can't beat you. You know what? It's time. Let me just go.
And yeah, I don't want to go any further. Yeah.
Like the tap was there. Like I've done everything I could for this business. My body's beat up. I'm tired. I'm sore. I can't go like I used to anymore. I'm done.
I got chills watching the match because of the story it told throughout the whole entire match. Yeah. Seeing the build up and everything else, and then seeing that finish, I went, "Oh my god!" Like that's where the fan came out, and I went, "Oh my god, I can't believe he just lost."
Because part of me was thinking actually he was just going to pass out. So then he was like, "Okay, he lost, but he didn't tap out." But after watching it, right, he didn't give up. But when he actually gave up, and the smirk for me was the best part because I
thought so too.
I didn't take it as I'm being a smart ass.
I can't believe I'm shitting on the match.
I'm not being a smart ass. Because again, if Cena didn't want to tap, he would not have tapped. He would have sat out there all day.
100%.
So the finish was 100% Cena.
I think, and through the years, I think he's earned that respect.
100%.
For John to do the finish that he wanted to do, and Triple H give him that leeway.
And even if you go back the last year of his whole retirement tour, what was he doing? He's putting everyone over. No one expected him ever to turn heel. He turned heel, which he never did.
Right.
He turned heel. Then he wins the belt. Then he drops the belt back to Cody. He wins the Intercontinental Championship, which he never held before.
Yeah.
So now he's the Grand Slam champion, which he didn't have. Then what do? He put Dominic over huge.
Huge.
And then he put Gunther over big.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all he did on the way up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He put everyone over on the way up. He did what was good for business.
Business, yep, 100%. And you just, I kept reading all the comments online about how, you know, people didn't like it and everything else. And then there were some people going, well, you just don't understand the business. It told a great story. And I looked at it going, wow, it felt like a really good piece of artwork.
Yeah.
Because his whole 25-year career was built in that one match. And it was all come to conclusion.
It culminated in that one match.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at us using big words.
So let me ask you another question about that. At the end, he sat in the ring, like kind of smiling.
Yeah.
And then everyone comes out.
Yep.
Triple H and Stephanie lead the way. What did you think about that?
I thought that was a huge sign of respect for what he's given to the business. I thought it was cool. I wish they would have had the video not on like a side TV. It kind of looked like, and because they didn't really have a Titantron set up. I wish it would have been bigger because it just looked like Hunter and him like, hey, look over there, that little corner over there.
It's like they were pointing to a WrestleMania sign.
Yeah. And I couldn't understand that at all. But I thought it was cool. I thought it was neat. I thought it was a sign of respect. You didn't like it?
No. I think what they did, and I'm going to the fan side. I think everyone coming out at that moment the way they did, I think they could have done it different. Coming out the way they did and surrounding the ring, and then, you know, you saw Kevin Owens and Rob Van Dam, they're inside in the crowd.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they all jumped the ring. It's like everyone wanted to get on camera.
Right.
I think they stole a moment from the fans. I think if Cena would have stayed in the ring by himself,
ooh, that's an interesting one.
Listen, soaked it all in.
Yeah.
He walked around the ring, and like he did when the first match first started, he got around, he walked around.
Yeah.
He could have taken that moment with the fans. That could have been that intimate moment with the fans where he looks at them, acknowledges them, thanks them. He takes his shoes off, like his sneakers off. You don't think he
still did that with the bowing?
I do, but hear me out. I think that they would have left the ring empty, just him, and let him do his thing with the fans.
Right.
Let the fans have that moment with alone and
stuff like that.
With him. He takes his shoes off. He bows in the ring. He doesn't even have to say thank you. Doesn't even need to cut a promo. There's no microphone needed.
Right.
Bows. As he's getting out, as he walks up, starts walking up, everyone's already standing there. Let them be up on the stage side.
Like almost like a second act.
They didn't have a stage set up like they do.
Yeah, which was
I think they're trying to pack so many people. I mean, you saw the aisles like this big.
Yeah.
But I think
it was old school.
Yeah, they would have all been no camera pans to them. Nobody knows they're there.
Right.
As Cena started to walk up, then everyone comes out.
Yeah.
Stephanie and Hunter could have been right there in the front. And again, this is just my opinion. They could have been right there in the front. Then they could have turned and did the video thing. Like, behind him would have been cool because it would have been bigger, like you said.
Right.
Behind him, and then everyone does the clapping, and then he can do that, and he gets around. So he gets the moment with the fans, that intimate moment with them, and then he gets the moment, the respect from the locker room, and then as he's going to the back, there's Punk, there's Cody, whoever the other top guys are, and then he goes to the back.
Well, what's funny is that moment with CM Punk and Cody doing the whole belt thing, the same thing was done with Hogan. Did you see the clip of that?
No, I don't know if I saw that, but
did his last match, whoever the champs were at the time, I think it was Cena and God, I forget who it was. Well, somebody else did the belt with Hogan.
Oh. I think it would have been cooler there. Like I thought the moment of them handing him the belts, like I knew the significance of it.
Yeah.
But I thought at that point they should have both of them, CM Punk and Cody Rhodes, should have got out of the ring and just left. I know they knelt in a corner to kind of get out of the way.
Yeah.
John went over, gave him their belts back. I think they should have left him with the belts and let him walk back with the belts.
That would have been different and cool.
Yeah, just.
But I thought in general it was really done good.
I thought it was done really well. Also, I thought it was the storyline was good. I thought that that whole show overall was really good with the NXT guys and like
I saw the tag team match, the NXT tag team guys against AJ and his partner
Dragon Lee.
Yeah, for the belts. It was crazy.
Well, that's Javon and Leon.
Yeah,
I mean Leon's a TNA guy. He's not even in with WWE. And Javon, it's just this is actually a funny Javon story. The first time I went up to the PC, he was working in Terry Taylor's group.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of watching. And he was working at the time he was in an angle with Ethan Page. And Terry was telling him, like, you got to sell, but you can't just sell. Kind of like the first night, my first night in Memphis. You can't just lay there dead. You got to fight back.
Right, right.
So what I said to him was, I said, Javon, you got to be, it's like you're in a bar fight. I said, think of it as a bar fight. You're in a bar fight. Somebody's hitting you. Are you just going to sit there? No, you're going to fight back. And then they knock you back and fight back. Matt Bloom was standing there. Bloom looks at me. He goes, you know, he's 19. He's never been in a bar. And I'm like, sure, you're on the playground and you're in a fight. I had no idea. I mean, he ties it. He's 21.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, yeah, that's his style. And I mean, he's does ridiculous things.
Yeah.
In the ring. But yeah, but so you didn't see Obafemi?
No.
Obafemi and Cody had they did a DQ finish. They had Drew McIntyre come out and interfere and
was right,
a DQ finish. But again, I understand why they did that because they had Obafemi is the NXT champ.
Okay.
And then Cody having the belt. They had to protect both.
Both.
But Oba's just, dude, he's a freaking superstar.
Now, I've seen pictures of him and he looks like a beast.
He's a superstar. He's got all of the He checks all the boxes.
Mic work?
What's that?
Mic work.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. And he's a student. Like, he watches and studies.
That's good. That's something that I think today's missing with some of the younger people.
Yeah. He's good. He checks all the boxes. I just hope they continue to build him slowly. And I think with NXT and TNA and how they're mixing guys back and forth, it doesn't matter which brand you're on, you're still a superstar.
Right.
Draw. So I think that's him. So let me ask you this question, because it got me thinking about our retirement match now. Did you have something in mind, and don't spill it here, did you just say yes or no, or you want to elaborate a little bit on it? Did you have something in mind as we go out, finish or whatever, on July 23rd, 2026, Wildwood Convention Center, Wildwood, New Jersey?
I did, because we talked about it before with the other plan that we had, but it can't happen now because, you know, they're busy. I did, but now I'm kind of up in the air.
And I mean, I realize ours isn't going to be on the scale of John Cena's, obviously. But yeah, it made me, I had something in mind and I talked to Tommy about it. And I had something in mind, but it's making me wonder if we should do something else, something different. Yeah. So you'll have to wait till July
23rd,
end of July, to see what my thought was on all of that.
July 24th.
I mean, hell, we could tape it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. Anything else you got on John Cena? I do want to say this. Sorry, go ahead.
Just, you know, I appreciate everything he's done for the business. He was the first guy when we went back in 2016. To stand up and cater and go, holy shit, the Headbangers are here. Welcome home, guys. You know, in 2016, that was his house. You know, and for him to welcome us back with open arms like that was just It was cool.
Yeah.
It's a moment that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
With John.
No, I like
and
that
the, also. And the first time seeing him out in California.
That's what I was going to say. The first, we've only met him twice.
Yeah.
The first time was in, he was first starting as the prototype out in California. We went out there to do an indie show. He was there. And then we're back in 2016. We walked into catering and he saw us. And just so you know, we walked into catering. The whole idea was, let's find someone we know or we recognize. We can sit at the table and disappear. And John yelled our name from across the room and there was no disappearing from there.
Right.
But it was awesome because he was like, grab food. Let's sit down. I want to talk. I want to get caught up.
And remember who we were looking for when we first walked in? Kyoto.
Yeah, Kyoto.
We were looking for Mike Kyoto. You know, because he's a Jersey boy. Just looking for somebody to talk to that right. would remember us and stuff like that. But when he did that, we sunk back.
We were
definitely taken back from it.
Yeah, didn't expect that.
At all.
All right, that's it. That's all I got. First episode of Stage Dive Down. Yeah, we don't know where this is going to air, where you're going to hear it. It'll be on YouTube. Like, well, if you're on here, you've already seen it. So, yeah, so that's it. So we'll see you next time.
Peace.
You gotta get that taken.